Full chest is heightening that speculation. Passover arrives today, and still no end in sight to the anti-Israel protests at New York's Columbia University. Also have been demonstrations and arrests this morning on the campus of Yale University. On Wall Street, the Dow, 40 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our days are much cooler and our nights are downright chilly, at least for the first half of this week. Today, cool sunshine with a high temperature only near 70. Clear, cold tonight, jacket weather. Overnight low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a little warmer, comfortable by the afternoon with a high around 77. Wednesday and Thursday, we're back to the lower 80s with more sun and mid-80s return on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. A Montgomery man injured in a motorcycle crash last week has died. 18-year-old Izmir Harris died in the hospital over the weekend after being involved in a wreck with another vehicle on Tuesday. The accident happened on Vaughn Road near Briargate Drive. A weekend police pursuit in Pike County reached speeds of over 115 miles per hour. Robert Corey Lee was consistently clocked at over 100 miles per hour on a two-lane road when deputies tried to pull him over. Lee eventually crashed and police found nearly a pound of methamphetamine and other drugs in his vehicle. Tesla is recalling nearly 4,000 of its futuristic 2024 Cybertrucks because the accelerator pedal can become stuck, causing the vehicle to unintentionally accelerate and potentially cause a crash. Notification letters are expected to be mailed to owners in June. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branco with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
Introducing the future of construction, Southern Steel. Strong, durable, and built to last. from towering warehouses, pole barns, and barn dominiums to manufactured metal roof panels. Southern Steel has you covered. Save time and money with quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, visit Southern Steel today and build your dreams in steel at 1295 North McDonough Street or 240-2223.
This is your Black Health 365 moment. April is National Stress Awareness Month, a time to learn more about the negative impact of stress. There is no single definition for stress, but the most common explanation is physical, mental, or emotional strain or tension. Long-term stress can have harmful impacts on physical and mental health. Talk to a professional so that you can familiarize yourself with ways to manage your stress. This has been your Black Health 365 moment because a healthy lifestyle is a daily choice.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, starting off the third half of the show. No, that is not a martini being shaken, but a
it's better
white dirt, diatomaceous earth being mixed in a metal cup.
Pick up your drink. My. I'm not hold doing on, this on, by hold myself. Hold on.
I got to shake.
All right, let's go.
Scott.
Mine.
Scott, tell him what you put in yours.
Mine is has a one of these little protein shake kind of meal replacement things with a little diatomaceous earth in it.
And
ice.
And
filtered water.
And
coffee.
There you go.
I forgot about the coffee.
All right, you ready?
Are we?
Wait. Oh,
it's gonna take a while.
Yeah.
But we got to start.
But you have to start right, because so, we have guests and a call.
As soon as we finish this, we have to drink another 8 ounces of water. Because
it's gonna take me 30 minutes to drink this.
Three, I'm two, starting.
One. Oh my word! Oh my word!
Mine tastes like it always
Mine
does.
Mine tastes normal. All right, so there's no taste.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, it's going to be good.
All right, cool.
Oh.
All right.
I got to go to the restroom.
Oh, my word.
It is a little harder to swallow. It's like tiny little...
That was supposed to be me dying.
Tiny little hooks in the... all right. Man.
Well, that was...
I can hear the little parasites screaming already.
Don't do it. We're dying.
Do you feel healthier?
I kind of feel stupider.
Stop.
Take a dessert now. Stop.
Let's go back to Randall. We got all kind of people. We got to hurry. We got a special guest calling in. Randall, welcome back.
Your gut's going to love y'all for this. Scott, you are so much ahead of us on by not listening to music now. All you got to do and the ground is, look, let me tell y'all the why I had the worm. I had a pet goat, okay? Okay. Uh-huh. And I love this thing more than y'all.
Hey, Randall, just stop. Just slow down and think about what you're going to say before you go there. So, usually a story that says I had a pet goat does not go well.
Yes. Especially for a country boy. let me tell y'all, I was in bad shape, man. I was looking for anything to heal me. I was tired of eating 15 pills a day, seeing 5 doctors. I was doing what Alice was doing. And yeah, I was out there in pastures with cow crap, walking around barefoot, and I shouldn't be, okay? I learned from staff. But let me tell you, y'all need to do that down there. And like, and Addison can build y'all some shoes out of the little rubber shoes. And each get moss, you put some moss in there, Addison, you get some copper wire, you run it out the side, you run it, let it touch the moss, touch the bottom of your foot, you run it to the bottom of the shoe, and y'all, when you walk it, you'll be grounded all the time. Make sure if you got that grounding sheet that you're pointing due north. Your head needs to be due north. Don't be riding with no convertible. If you ride with a convertible, why you feel like you're wore out, it ain't because the sun took it from you. The wind robs your electrons really bad. Don't ride with a convertible. Ride with a sunroof is way better. Get the sun, not the wind. Y'all are doing, and the music, I'm telling y'all, when you start getting on them frequencies about healing, you're going to start learning about how they reset hearts. For real, in other places, in other countries, they reset it with tones, with microwaves and different bells. Mm-hmm. We are not supposed to be eating all these pills. But I'm telling you, they make it so costly for you to live right that it's almost impossible.
That's right.
You got to be rich to do this crap. I mean, mm-hmm. You really can't do it. It ain't as natural in going out there and growing your garden as it used to be because it's so time consuming. So when you start buying products that you think are good, they don't have no nutrients in it. You just beat yourself, so you have to add all this stuff. That's why it's nice to have a juice. You just dump it in the juice, and you need to be adding, and don't change your diet, Scott. You're gonna see like it's gonna look like oily stuff in your stool and all the time. You just keep eating regular, but it's gonna keep clean, but it's gonna look oily, and you're not gonna have to worm. That was me because I was real dumb with my situation. But animals give off this electronic energy too, so that's why when you take pets to nursing homes and they pet them, it makes them feel better. It's the electrons that they're getting from the dog because the dog's grounded all the time, y'all. They're full of it. That's why they're so happy. Y'all, we got in that one. That's why they take it away from the sidewalks. We're not supposed to be walking on sidewalks, shoes, none of that crap. Man, when y'all start studying and going down this road, you're going to learn so much, and it's going to open your eyes. And after Friday, we need to back up, hunt, get our minds, get our bodies focused on this fight. Because I'm telling y'all, after what I felt Friday, we are not ready as a people.
You got it, Randall. Thanks, buddy.
You know what? You have to really pay attention to Randall.
Uh-huh.
But I have read pretty much snippets and haven't gone as deep down the rabbit hole as he has uh-huh. of what he's saying. There's a lot of truth there.
And all the stuff?
Yeah. It's true.
Does that come through?
So shake, shake, shake.
Oh, my word.
Our guest, Malia Stevens, who actually, we go way back. But she's doing some great things in Montgomery, but she's probably regretting calling, as most of our guests do. I don't think so.
Malia, welcome to the program, and thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. No, I feel informed and entertained by Randy, so I'm happy I called in.
Yeah, how bad. Very kind.
Oh, boy.
Very kind.
So, Malia, what is going on? I know that there is a children's device protection bill, and thank you for sending me that information. Tell us what's going on, how did this start, and are we going to get somewhere with this device protection bill?
Absolutely. So, yeah, we have the Alabama Children's Device Protection Bill, HB 167. It passed through, and I can tell you more about what the bill does, but just to answer that initial question, it passed through the House 98-0. It has 63 bipartisan co-sponsors, and it's going to be in spread committee in the Senate this Wednesday. And we expect it to have, to pass through committee again. It went through this committee last year. We had a strong majority vote in the Senate and the House. But it didn't get to pass last year because it was blocked from the final vote in the House. In the Senate. So if we can get it on the calendar this year, we expect it to pass. We just have to kind of keep the heat in the Senate because we are fighting the porn lobby and big tech lobby, which is very powerful and influential, as you might imagine.
Okay, did you just say a porn lobby?
Yes. The pornography
like
industry.
Pornhub and all that.
What, Malia, what do their lobbyists look like?
I'm well, just they kidding. Hire
I mean, it just popped into my head. I'm drinking dirt. I mean, I can't help myself.
They come behind other entities. They don't, so we know it's the porn lobby because they do that in other, they hire lobbyists in other states, but they come behind telecommunications companies and then other groups that basically do their bidding, but we know they were going around trying to hire lobbyists again this year because some of the lobbyists informed us that, you know, the porn industry came to us and said, we'd like to hire you, but they said, we don't want to be known as working with the porn industry. So, but the money behind, if you trace the money back, a lot of times you've got big tech collectives and that are in collaboration with the pornography industry at times. And but they don't come out as Pornhub or anything like that. But that's who's pulling the strings. So because they don't want to give up access to our children. And that's what this bill does, is that it basically, you want me to tell you about what it actually requires?
Yes, ma'am.
The Children's Device Protection Bill simply requires that the filters that are already existing on smartphones and tablets be activated on, that they be defaulted on whenever a minor's phone or tablet is activated in Alabama. This is already passed in Utah. It looks like it's about to pass, hopefully, in Arizona and several other states going forward. And it's simply a software update so that these devices, when we hand them to a minor, there is already a layer of protection. A lot of times parents don't realize that there's already really good filters on the device as far as protecting children on the internet. Mm-hmm. We know that 47% of young kids stumble upon pornography the first time on a smartphone or tablet accidentally. And of course, it's highly addictive, highly violent, degrading material that hijacks the frontal lobe, the pleasure pathway of the brain, and it just creates massive problems for kids. And the material is illegal, but this is a very simple thing. It's got Supreme Court precedent. The Supreme Court has ruled twice that if you want to protect children and protect people, you need to do it at the filter level on devices. So that's one reason they fight us so hard, is they know that this bill will stand up in court if we are challenged, that it's got really strong backing. So we don't have, you know, our bill very explicitly states that telecommunications companies like Verizon and AT&T are not held liable. It states that in the bill. This only applies to Apple, Google, and Amazon, who manufacture these devices. And again, it's just a simple software update, but they fight us really, really hard. And then some of the telecommunications companies are the ones that come and lobby against us, but even though our bill has zero to do with them.
Well, yeah, I've got a question. If I understood you correctly, you said it should be turned off. The filter should be turned on if it's sold to a minor or a minor's going to have it. Why don't we just say it's turned on for all of them and then the adults can turn it off?
That's what we had originally had lined up last year. And I think because there's been it makes it even more complicated when you are talking about filtering material for adults, I know it's made it really complicated in certain states. So I think that's why we made it more specific, because the device knows if you're activating it for a minor. For example, it asks you, who is this phone being activated for when you're setting it up for Apple, but it also knows with the biometrics, like if it's for someone 18 and under. So an adult,
that's interesting, something to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy when you find out what the phone actually knows and the devices know. But an adult is given a password. They can turn it off if they want to, but this provides an automatic layer of protection. And then it also, you know, for kids that don't have involved caregivers, they've got a better shot of having a few more years of their innocence protected. Mm-hmm. As far as the internet goes. And of course, this doesn't fix all digital harm. It doesn't protect everything like social media and stuff like that. But these young kids that we're seeing, ages 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 years old, who are stumbling upon pornography accidentally, it definitely gives them a better chance of protection. And it raises a standard of awareness among adults that kids need to be protected and phones and devices should have the filter on.
Where is this filter on the phones? We have all kind of like child lock things on our kids' phone where we limit the amount of time they can be on and stuff, but I don't know that I even knew this existed.
I'll show you, Papaw. I'll show you.
Over in the settings.
Well, and that's why we're doing this, because it's about 30 steps deep in the settings. or
see, it's not that easy.
Come on, Papa.
I think we should make them all have the filter. I wish I was there to shame the legislators. And then when you buy the phone, they should have to hand you a little sheet that says, here's how you turn it off so that your wife knows that, you know what I'm saying? So everybody's a little more accountable.
I think that'd be wonderful. And what's crazy is if our federal obscenity laws were enforced, we wouldn't even have hardcore pornography, period, in the United States. And it would definitely not exist on the internet, because hardcore pornography is not protected free speech. It's illegal. But we have not been enforcing our federal obscenity laws for almost 20 years now. So we're having to do this at the state level because, yeah, only softcore porn is legal. And what we have now is mainstream pornography. It's definitely not softcore porn. So
I had no idea.
Most people don't realize that. It quit being enforced completely under the Obama administration, but it started waning under Clinton and Bush, George W. Bush. Mm. But we used to have robust enforcement, and that's why you didn't have pornography everywhere. So.
Wow. Yeah. Malia, I don't know if you can stick with us. I know the ladies of Liberty have some more questions. Malia Stevens is with us. Interesting conversation. We'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Shannon, how can we let the people in Montgomery know about what Daddy does?
You mean tell people he's a foot doctor?
Yeah, a podiatrist. There's got to be a way to spread the word about the surgeries he does and stuff.
You mean like bunions and hammer toes?
Yeah, and treating heel pain, burning in the feet, and corns.
Like that time that lady had fungus in her toenails and they started looking better?
I just want people to know that my dad, Dr. Brian Keeley, can be seen without a referral and he accepts most insurances.
You should probably give them the phone number, 265-7585.
Yeah, 265-7585.
I just said that.
Well, let's say it again.
265-7585. Maybe we should tell them our offices are in Montgomery and Greenville.
You just did.
Like us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care. And remember, happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Don't leave us. Just one moment. Sky, it is falling apart here. And they're saying now that I am you because they're drinking earth like. And dirt. Allison.
She was flopping around like a...
They stay out of their chairs like until one millisecond before you point at us. And so they become quite casual, Sky. My firstbornness comes out, and then they look at me like I'm crazy, despite the fact that you're pointing at us because it's time to go on the air.
We got a show to do.
Oh, you know. Heaven, Jesus, please take the wheel.
What's the dirt is... definitely taking effect, I think.
It is. It's hung up in Scott's throat. I went and got them water because they may fall out. And, I literally don't know what I would do. I do, but I don't. And I needed you to know I understand you, Sky.
You feel his pain? There.
Yeah. So, anywho.
There's been at least one tad little burp each.
Is your face tingling?
Diatomaceous earth, everyone.
It's itching a little bit.
Oh, good heavens.
There's an FDA warning out about some of the white dirt being sold in Alabama was actually taken from the back of an Indian burial ground. I hope y'all didn't get any of that.
Wait, is he serious?
Oh my gosh.
Probably.
Don't answer Allison.
Do not eat.
Malia Stevens has made the mistake of calling today to, to tell us what's going on.
She's wonderful.
With the Alabama legislature. So Malia, welcome back to the program. Thank you for calling. Thank you for the work you are doing, trying to just get the cell phones when they're purchased for minors to have the anti-porn filter turned on. And but the most fascinating thing you've said is that we have federal obscenity laws that aren't being enforced. And so this entire industry is illegal, really, in the United States. And I guess if the state of Alabama said, well, we're going to enforce it here, like turning on the filter on every phone, we get into that argument of, oh, no, the federal government didn't commission the state to enforce that law, blah, blah, blah. So, man, I do not envy you with the maze you're trying to run to get this passed, but it sounds like you're close.
Thank you. Yeah, and thankfully we've got the help of the Law Center at the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, and a couple of the gentlemen who head that up have been fighting obscenity for decades, and they've fought at the Supreme Court, and they know how to do it, and they've got a plan of how we can kind of whittle away at this problem over time. And right now, this is the most supported one. Like I say, that's got Supreme Court backing to make a big impact. And once it goes into effect, it'll start to, you know, protect hundreds of thousands of kids in Alabama. And it's just a very simple, surgical, straightforward request that these device manufacturers to flip that switch, you know, to do a basic software update. We've talked to software developers with Apple, and they said this will take them a matter of hours, maybe a day, to make it work in Alabama. So, I mean, in a state, each state, they could do it. It's not complicated. So, but it's just like I say, they fight us because they don't want to lose access to our children, because our kids are a profit target for them and a data collection spot. So hopefully we'll see it passed this year. Everybody wants it. Democrats, Republicans, across the board, I talk across the state, and everybody's like, this is the biggest no-brainer. Why have we not already done this?
Malia, that's my question for you. I just don't understand, because this is a common sense, you know, especially as conservatives, or really if you're a decent human being, you protect children from these things. Right. And I guess I'm stuck on the fact that you said it stalled and died in the Senate. The Senate, at least this session, and from the most recent history that I remember, has been the more conservative body, especially this session. They've shut down a lot of bad bills, and to me, they are pushing the more conservative agenda. So I hope that you can get it through. I mean, Jabbo Wagner, who sits as the rules chair, I don't know why he wouldn't put it on the calendar. This is something that seems so simple. And I just hope that we can get this through. I'm kind of flabbergasted that it's taken long as it has.
I agree with you so much. And I think there's just a few key people that really cave into pressure from lobbyists. And if people wanted to reach out to the committee of the people on the committee with Fred this Wednesday, because they're going to be voting on it this Wednesday. And then we need people to reach out to the president pro tem, Greg Reed, of the Senate. And
Greg's a pastor. Wait, are you saying Greg Reed is against this? He's like basically a preacher.
I can't say for sure who blocked it from the final vote on the calendar last year, but there's only two people who set the calendar. So if, as you mentioned, if people wanted to just let their voices be heard with Senator Wagner and Senator Reed, that would be wonderful, because we need them to understand that families really want to see our kids protected over profit in Alabama, over big tech profit, and that this bill does not hurt commerce, and it does not affect, you know, the lobbyists on the other side, the opposition will say, well, this is going to hurt commerce in Alabama, and they have no evidence of that. It's not going to hurt anything.
That's the dumbest argument. Like, a kid is going to say, I'm not buying that phone because I can't get hardcore porn?
I don't understand where they even make it up. But if
maybe that was the commerce.
Goodness.
Malia, thank you so much for being on. Thank you for what you're doing, giving us an update and letting the people of the state of Alabama know the uphill battle you're facing. Hopefully the Senate, they've only got a handful of days left, so let's get on with it and not hold it up for the last day.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. If they want to go to Protect AL Kids Online on Twitter, or X, sorry, we have a petition there they can sign, or like I said, if they could just call the leadership of the Senate, that would be a big help to us.
You got it. Thanks, Malia. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, Lunchbox Bob, Red Top. We'll be back.
Moment has arrived.
It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Summertime and the living is easy, babe. Have a nice trip during your beach vacation or mountain vacation, but it needs to start with a checkup on your vehicle from Woodham Southside Firestone. You see, they check everything. Oil, they check the air conditioner, they check the wipers, they check everything that can be checked, so you'll have a nice and safe trip. There's nothing worse than all fired up about going to your destination and then all of a sudden, right beside the road, everybody else is going beside you. Stop by Woodham's Firestone. They'll give it a complete checkup and let you know if you need anything. That is one of the best feelings in the world. Woodham's Southside Firestone. They're right there on 231, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. I've been going there for 43 years, and I am a happy camper. As a matter of fact, they saved me $2,100 the other day. You stop by there before you make that trip at Woodham's Southside Firestone.
Skip the DIY and get your window treatments done right the very first time with Just Blinds in Prattville. For over 35 years, Just Blinds has been the trusted source for quality window treatments. Whether it be plantation shutters, blinds, shades, outdoor shades, or custom drapery, Just Blinds offers complimentary in-home consultations in the Montgomery, Prattville, Lake Martin, and Auburn areas. I'm Ben Myers with Just Blinds in Prattville, and I want to invite you to visit our Prattville showroom or online at gojustblinds.com.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Hi, everybody. Our days are much cooler and our nights are downright chilly, at least for the first half of this week. Today, cool sunshine with a high temperature only near 70. Clear, cold tonight, jacket weather. Overnight, low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Comfortable by the afternoon with a high around 77. Wednesday and Thursday, we're back to the lower 80s with more sun and mid-80s return on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here. Allison Sinclair and Amy Beth Shaver.
I would like to report, Scott has already finished his dirt and had his cup of water. I'm only halfway through my dirt. I think I wanted to see if you died first.
I'm feeling good. I mean, I'm probably
all right, I'm gonna keep drinking.
Cured already.
I'm discouraged.
Of all the things.
I'm getting chunks.
Before we move on to the dirt and all the things, I wanted to say that I didn't get to say this in the run-up to having Malia on, but Malia is a counselor in Birmingham at Wellspring Clinic, and there's a clinic of really amazing people. There are not enough great ones. She's a great one, and that's kind of, as I understand it, the way that she was involved with the sexual exploitation, and I met her through something else, but she's a wonderful human being. I know Allison went to college with her, but if you're in the Birmingham area or even Montgomery and you need somebody who is gifted at counseling and who says things beautifully even when it hurts, check in with Malia.
And she's so sweet.
She's very nice.
She's like so sweet.
I was going to give them some legislative advice, which I know they don't want.
Oh, give it to them.
But here's the thing. Look, if the Senate can just pass the House version, pass it and be done, but if you're going to start amending it, say that it should be, the filter should be turned on for the phones sold to minors, and have two separate clauses, or two separate sentences, and turned on for those phones sold to adults. Then make sure the bill's severable, so all the little people who are for the porn industry can take it to court, and if the court wants to strike down part of the law, they'll have to strike down the part that says adults, but then you'll still have the minors. And that's how you get around, if you said making all the phones, they would be able to say, this all is bad. But if you say you got to turn it off for minors,
and
you've got to turn it off for adults, the part that runs the risk, and then you might also want to reference federal
obscenity
laws.
You call them all groomers and pedophiles if they want to
single moment of every day, if they want to take it to court, and you make sure you hunt down all the people who are on that side, and they're all in that camp, at least from a PR mode. But I'm just saying, if you write them both, it gives them something to strike down. Let's go to Lunchbox Bob. Lunchbox, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
It's the third half. Two babes and Scott and dirt. Now, I called in today, and I want you guys to know I'm feeling good. Life is happy. There is hope for the future. And y'all were a little bit down that first half of the show. And I understand. Yes, the country is falling apart. Yes, society is collapsing. Yes, our elected legislatures down there in Montgomery get lost in the four steps of an iPhone you need to turn on filters to protect children. This high-class technology is beyond the abacus and the slide rule they remember using in school themselves, and so they're having difficulty passing simple legislation. But that doesn't excuse parents from going into the iPhone of your kids, going into the Android phone of your kids, and setting the filters yourself. They're children. You're an adult. Do your job. I know with baby girls, she's got filters on all kinds of things. And look, I was a sailor. I'm looking forward to getting to the end of the internet with baby girl. We're gonna get there. Just not yet. That's what I tell the 13-year-old and the 14-year-old and the 15-year-old. And as she gets older, we'll discover more. Just not yet. Now, why am I happy? Why am I excited? My goodness, it's springtime and soon to be summer. I was out this past weekend at the soccer fields. Yes, I know, it's a communist sport, but I love to watch it played well. And I got to speak to an Alabama House representative and an Alabama Supreme Court judge. They're on the sidelines. And people, they are waking up to the reality that they need to be more active and more involved. The days of go along to get along are coming to an end. And it's the parents and the civically minded people that are slowly waking up to it, even on the sidelines of the soccer field. Yeah. I was invited up to speak, and I told them they'd have to pay my fee. Coffee. Strong. Black. And slightly bitter.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Let's go out to Red Top. Red Top, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Red
you
Top.
You know what? Let's get that in reality. This was another one of those, quote, feel-good issues that the Republicans and the, quote, conservatives work on right before they go off session. None of this is going to pass. None of this is going to be legal. And if they, so it's real convenient to deal with issues and subjects that are not going to go anywhere. Because we're not dealing with the realities of life that we deal with every day, which is the cost of living, being overtaxed in a Republican state. And if you want state of that, if you think anything the state of Alabama passes is going to help you and your children with the internet, I got no hope for you guys. Don't you think I have a very realistic point of view here?
No, not on this piece of legislation. It's other states have done it, is my understanding, and it's about the purchase point. When you buy the phones in the state, those phones will have the filter turned on, which, you know, it's still a mystery to me, Red Top, why that filter's not on for everybody, and it just, all you got to do is go in there and turn it off if you're an adult. I mean, that'd be easier. If it was my company, I think that's what I would do, and that'd just be fine. If the adults want to go do that, they can. That's not technologically hard.
Apparently, they're not responsible to do that. And if you think the government's going to make that happen and change things, I'm sorry, guys. You are really in a state of delusion. You're not as old as me. You got a hell of a lot to learn about all these laws they pass and how they stretch them and twist them. And this ain't going to pass the Supreme Court. It's not legal. You can't just
Red Top. You can't tell a company what to do.
You know what, folks?
That's what almost all the laws do. Why do you think
your car
has
pornography, Red Top? Do you think porn for kids is great? Because 84% of males have used it. So is this great? Are you for women being degraded and kids seeing it? Because that's what you're saying.
Damn it, they should have never let it out in the first place. It didn't take a rocket scientist to think this was going to happen. So if you think you're going to reverse this, forget it. Roll Tide, go Trump.
How is this different than not allowing a toddler, a teenager, a 10-year-old boy into a strip club or an NC-17 movie? Like,
and laws tell us every day what we can and can't do, like drive fast or murder people.
The kids can still sneak in, but at least there are protections in place to give them a chance.
Sometimes we lose sight of the fact that the government, especially the federal government, does all sorts of things to tell businesses what they have to do. And then somehow we get out here in the states and we're like, oh no, you can't tell a business what to do. Well, it happens all the time. That's why your cars cost so much. Everything that they mandated you put in, you think the car companies were like, hey, we would love to put little black boxes in the cars because, you know, it's just easy for us. They didn't ask for that. They didn't care about that. But we've got it. So, I mean, just call them mandates. That's what you're doing. I just find it fascinating that these companies fight against this stuff. Mm-hmm. It'd be easy to just say, hey, they'll all come.
That's right.
With it turned on.
Why would Red Top be?
We got to take a break. We'll be back.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication, it's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to montgomerymenshealth.com and book your appointment today. montgomerymenshealth.com.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 2 as they partner with the police department for the National DEA Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Bradfield, Millbrook, Montgomery, or Phoenix City location and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, April 27th, 10 to 2.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
I'm Kim Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Interesting tidbit out of Texas, and I don't know how this will go to the Supreme Court. The Fifth Circuit back in March upheld the part of their latest anti-porn law. Pornhub actually suspended service to Texans on Thursday, well, back in March because of the decision of the Fifth Circuit. Now, people are saying that the Fifth Circuit's decision doesn't line up with a Supreme Court decision from 1968, but as is usually the case, the Supreme Court of the United States tries to go just a little step down the road. Oh, this is just a little picture. It's okay. A couple of decades later, it's not exactly what they thought it was. And that happens with gambling. It happens with porn industry. It happens with all these things. And that's probably why we're warned not to take the little step. But that's what human beings do. So we'll see what happens. But at least the Fifth Circuit said, yeah, saying you have to protect minors is interesting. Now, here's what Alex Kakesi, the vice president of brand and community for Pornhub, said. Unfortunately, the Texas law for age verification is ineffective, haphazard, and dangerous. Wow. Not only will it not actually protect children, don't forget they turned off everything going into Texas, it will inevitably reduce content creators' ability to post and distribute legal adult content and directly impact their ability to share the artistic messages they want to convey with it.
Artistic messages?
Yep, that's, well, you heard it.
Okay, how does limiting kids from seeing your content keep you from creating content?
That's a good question.
Brand and community, that's also interesting. Okay.
Let's go to Clark. Clark, welcome to the program. I think I have some earth stuck in my throat. That's some dirt stuck in my throat.
You got to watch that dirt in the throat. We might get to that in a minute. So, Scott, you touched on ethanol earlier.
I did.
So, ethanol costs less per gallon when you buy it than, like, real gasoline, doesn't it?
Oh, the gasoline with ethanol in it? Yes, it does.
It does, except for it's subsidized by the government. Does the government pay for that, Scott, or do you and I pay for that?
You and I pay for it if the government pays for it, but we just don't know we're paying for it, so we think it's cheaper. And we get lousier gas mileage off of it.
That's where we got to go.
Okay.
You got a mile per gallon reduction there. If you will compare, let all the fake gas run out of your tank and put real gas in there.
Okay.
Which you can buy at an independent station somewhere near you, I'm quite sure. And see how many miles per dollar you get. Figure out how many miles you drove, how many dollars it takes to fill the tank back up, and do the same thing with ethanol. Just compare the two and see if you're really getting a better deal with the ethanol.
Have you done that yourself, Clark, and are you getting a better miles to the dollar?
Scott, I don't buy anything but real 100% gas. I get better miles per gallon or better miles per dollar. And, you know, you have to, if you're running that ethanol stuff, well, we need to clean your fuel system. Really, why? Well, the ethanol messes it up. Yeah, you don't need to clean my fuel system. And if you put the ethanol stuff in my tank, I'm very upset. So,
right.
What a boondoggle. Now, on the dirt stuck in your throat, Scott.
Yes.
Everybody should make their kids work and then encourage them to go purchase Sea Monkeys from an ad.
Okay.
You go work for that money, and then go buy the Sea Monkeys. And, you know, 6 or 7 years old. Teach them to be discerning at an early age.
You're breaking up, Clark. You're breaking up. Miss Love, tomorrow we'll talk to you. Please call back. Sam from Pike County as well. We just ran out of time. Hopefully, Allison and I will be back tomorrow if we can make it.
I'll be here. Sky will be here.
Hopefully, we won't be trotting to the show.
Maybe we'll bring surprises.
Remember, it's Earth Day. eat some dirt today. Love the planet.
See y'all.
Get here when you can, Scott Beeson. Get here when you can.